Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A days-long manhunt is over for a man accused of killing five of his neighbors, including a 9-year-old boy. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, a Mexican national, was arrested in Montgomery County, Texas, and is being held on a $5 million bond after evading police since Friday. Authorities say he was found hiding in a closet in a home about 20 miles from Cleveland, Texas, where the murders occurred in Cut and Shoot, Texas. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul.
The tip for the suspect's location came in through the FBI's tip line. We just want to thank the person who had the courage and bravery to call in.
He says that person will receive the $80,000 in reward money. Fear is rippling through the campus at the University of California, Davis, after three stabbings nearby in the last week. Aubrey Hart is a college senior.
Going through the shock of, wow, there actually might be a serial killer at Davis.
Two of the victims died. A third is in critical condition after she was stabbed through a tent at a homeless encampment. Law enforcement officials in Oklahoma say the bodies of five of seven people found in rural Henrietta were those of a convicted sex offender, his wife, and her three children. The others were two teenagers who'd been visiting. Janet Mayo's grandchildren were among the victims.
Protect yourself, protect your children. They are the most precious thing in the world, and that was taken away from me.
She says Jesse McFadden had kept his family under lock and key. Just in from overseas, Russia claims Ukraine has tried to attack the Kremlin with drones with the aim of assassinating Vladimir Putin. Officials say he wasn't there at the time. Russia calls it a terrorist act, giving it the right to respond. Earth could be in for more weird weather this summer. Here's correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The head of the World Meteorological Organization says the El Nino pattern is likely to develop later this year, and that could contribute to rising global temperatures from July to September. It isn't clear how bad the heat could be. The hottest year on record was 2016, when a strong El Nino combined with climate change to fuel the temperatures.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Missy Elliott. This year's inductees have just been announced, and Missy makes the cut. So do Kate Bush and Willie Nelson.
You're always on my mind.
Sheryl Crow, George Michael, Rage Against the Machine, and the Spinners will be inducted too. The ceremony is November 3rd in Brooklyn. S&P Futures ahead. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. University Wisconsin Health and Unity Point Health Mariner are ending their mask requirements. Unity Point says the public health environment surrounding the coronavirus is getting better. Republican lawmakers are taking 545 of Governor Evers' state budget proposals off the table. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee took the first votes on the spending plan yesterday. Senator Dewey Strobel says non-fiscal items like free school lunch and Brewer Stadium maintenance don't belong in the spending plan.
When you go from a $7 billion surplus to a $4 billion deficit in 2 years, that's just crazy.
The budget debate is expected to play out for several more weeks. In sports, the Rockies beat the Brewers last night 3-2. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
The SHA 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is a
big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid, right on.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Let me go back and do that again. Good morning and welcome to a sun-drenched morning on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. Was I right about the sun-drenched morning, man?
You were right about the sun. The sky is blue.
Yeah, man. You know, we've been in here talking about just the fact that it's been so dreary over the last couple of weeks. And, man, all is right when the sun is out, right?
It's at least heading in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about for the next week, man, we're going to be where we should be, above 60. And, you know, 60 is going to be like, man, you know, a heat wave.
Yeah.
So really excited about that. And I want to welcome back to the show my colleague Don Brown. Good morning to you, Don. How you doing, man?
Top of the morning, Earl. I'm doing great, thanks. Always glad to be here.
Yeah, man, listen, I wanted to talk about this right off the bat. You've got young children. And yes. How old are your children?
Our oldest is 19, second oldest is 18, third oldest is 17, and our youngest just turned 13.
Okay, so this is more focused on, I guess I would say, the 13-year-old.
Yep.
And maybe you can include the 17 to 19-year-olds, but it's talking about the mental health issues with children today.
Yeah.
Which runs the gambit. Of it doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter what color, doesn't matter the economic reality of it. The American children are suffering mental health crises like we've never seen before.
Couldn't agree more.
You got any idea why?
Well, I was listening to you and your discussions with Calvin yesterday and your guest, and certainly we're competing with a lot of electronics and a lot more. There's a lot more policing or monitoring parents surrounding that. I think that that's a contributing factor. I think that when you have two parents working, that family unit that you and I grew up with is much harder. And with kids involved in so much, I mean, the youth sports, it's good to see the kids getting more involved. There's really no time to get in trouble. But there's also maybe not enough time. Maybe we're not spending enough time kind of nourishing the soul of our children.
So youth sports was always there because even, you know, during my time, there was always opportunities for youth sports.
Yeah, but in our day, it was like Little League, you had maybe 12 games in a two-month season. A lot of times after school is that backyard game you put together, whatever the sport was. Now it's like, You know, my daughter's in select softball. It's a year-round commitment. There's practices. I mean, it's such a big part of their lives. And so there's not like, they used to say kids should be bored in the summer. There's really no time for that anymore because of all the stuff that the kids are in.
Well, so let me say this, that I think that part of it is we don't give kids a chance to be kids.
Yes.
Okay. And Calvin, I want you to join in the conversation. You know, having run a youth football program for 20 years and watching parents and the stress and pressure that they put on children, you know, has kind of added to the stress that children have to deal with. Calvin, you want to, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I personally didn't. I mean, I just played basketball in high school, and I didn't take it too seriously.
Right. But you have seen.
No, but I had some friends in high school. Like, I had one buddy who played select baseball from 12 to 17, and by the time he was 17, he had a rotator cuff surgery and multiple knee surgeries. So I think Don's point about overdoing it in terms of like not just like rec sports and high school sports are one thing, but when you add additional club sports on top of that, and it just becomes where sports are more than school or being a kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, my sons, when they were young, played sports. And they weren't in all these other things, traveling and doing all those things. And that works for some. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work for all. It adds additional pressure to families. And some families aren't in a position to deal with it. You know, for families that are stable enough, yes. But I was kind of the kind of guy who was anti-AAU because I saw, when I was running my sports league, yeah, because I saw the impact of bringing that pressure, mm-hmm, on children. You only get to be a child once. And I do know that it does give the kids who are strong enough to deal with that, and the families that are strong enough to deal with that, yeah, a positive experience. But many of the people aren't equipped to deal with that kind of stress and pressure,
right,
that is put on children at far too young an age.
Yeah, and you have a lot of parents that are reliving their youth vicariously through their kids.
No question.
And they want to get a scholarship, and you'd be amazed the amount of influence parents have on coaches. Like, that just did not exist in our day. I mean, it existed to a degree, but it was frowned upon.
So
now it's like everybody's like.
So let me respond to that this way.
Yeah.
As a guy who ran a league with 30 football teams and 800 children.
Yeah.
I told coaches, if you allow parents to put pressure on you,
mm-hmm,
that's on you.
Yeah.
It's a poor coach.
Yeah.
Who allows the parent,
sure,
to control him or her, because the truth of the matter is,
yeah,
when you have the parent's child,
right,
that gives you the leverage.
Sure.
It's not the other way around.
Yeah.
Because if you've got all these parents and you allow them to put stress and pressure on you,
yeah,
you got it wrong.
Yeah. You know, and that's the problem, too, is that these parents are writing checks.
Well,
and they put that pressure on.
Well, I didn't,
yeah,
care.
And so, okay, yeah.
So
and you shouldn't. You're right. It's just, unfortunately, remember Tim Russert used to say that parents don't have the teacher's back.
So just because
the kids can do nothing wrong.
Just because parents are writing checks, then there's something wrong with the system.
Totally.
That says, well, you know, Don Brown is writing these checks, so we're gonna dance to his beat.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and what you said is true. That does exist. But the impact of what that does to children, I've seen it firsthand.
Oh, it's entitlement.
Well, I'm saying the stress that you put on children. I would tell parents and coaches, you're screaming and yelling at a child who's 8 years old playing tackle football.
Yeah.
And he's out there because you put him out there.
Yeah.
And he misses a block, and you and the coach goes nuts. And what kind of stress do you think that is on a baby?
Too much for a young child. Equipment? Yeah.
Well, and it's the same thing in baseball. It's the same thing in basketball. So at the root of what we're talking about is mental health crises that children are faced with today. It's because parents are putting undue stress. Hey, Calvin, you've got to get a straight 4-point average because I want you in Princeton. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, the kid may not be Princeton material. And so it's because you as a parent want to tell your friends. And those are undue burdens and stress that children are faced with. Now, we're talking about suburban children.
Yeah.
Because that's not the case in urban, with right. urban children.
Yeah.
But urban children, it's a matter of survival. But all of these stresses that children are going through today are brought on by adults. And in many instances, brought on by adults. And so the problem is, listen to this. Mary Oliver, high school senior in Silver Spring area of Maryland, was on a wait list for 2 years before she finally started seeing a therapist. Children seeing therapists at these young ages. Look, man, I'm from a family of 13.
Yeah.
And we and people of
I'm
my
from a family of 10.
And people of our generation, we didn't have to see therapists.
Yeah.
So what's going on with children today that they have to see therapists? And Calvin, your thoughts?
Well, I think there are some unique pressures and that kind of thing on kids these days. But I also would like to point out that mental health awareness and care wasn't really existent back then. So probably a lot of kids were going undiagnosed and untreated. Yeah.
And I will say this, there was always a stigma. I mean, it still exists today, but there was always a stigma. And, you know, like in the Irish world where I'm from, it was like, if you're not bleeding, there's nothing wrong with you. And so, you know, we have a mental health history in my family. And so, and that's the other thing too, is the affordability and the accessibility of good mental health. Everybody, you, me, anyone could benefit from some good mental health therapy.
So
but it's so darn expensive. It's so darn inaccessible.
I don't disagree with the fact that there's some stressors in the society that I think always existed.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, we live in a society that puts these pressures on children. And unfortunately, a lot of times those things come from, again, from home.
Yeah.
Got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. 844-967-2789. How America is grappling with its teen mental health crisis. We're not grappling, we're failing monumentally. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 57. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. Daytime highs approaching 65 tomorrow. Seasonal temperatures Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 60s to the mid 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 35 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. I'm interested in your views on this because it is clearly a crisis in this country, and that's the fact that children are grappling with mental health crises. It's across the board. It doesn't matter how economically well off the family is or whether or not they're destitute, the stresses in this nation that are put on children are causing them mental crises that they've got to deal with, and some of them are handling them via, you know, drugs and alcohol. And at the root of all of it is the fact that we have a society that has not prepared itself to deal with the mental crises of children. And so, you know, it takes a year or two before, even if your child is suffering, to even get a chance to see a psychiatrist to be able to sit down and have these dialogues with. Don Brown is here. My colleague is here with us.
Hello, Earl.
And it's good to have him back in the studio. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government.
Hey, Tom.
And we must never forget that.
Hey, Tom, good topic, right?
Yep. Great topic. Because you know what? Here's the situation. Just like I said before, the biggest lie in this country is that we love our children. People love maybe their individual child, but they don't love all the children. If they did, we would have all the problems that we have.
That's true.
With guns in school, or guns, period, that are AR-15s. If you really cared about your child, you would have laws that have already changed all that. Also, in terms of, you know, when I was in school, we had public education that was strong. And on top of that, we had basketball, we had football, we had those things. It was in the school. Now it's all these leagues. Now it's, again, I'm going to use it. Maybe these individual parents think they're doing something good for their kids, but they have, you know, they're trying to get them ready for survival of the fittest. I don't know if that's what it is. Also, you have these parents that never could do it themselves in school, so they're living through their children. Mm-hmm. And instead of dropping their ego at the door and being like, okay, I'm teaching this to my child to be a productive member of a community in society, It's more about me, 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 me. I mean, you got coaches. I saw in the NCAA where you had coaches that were afraid of the players. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well.
I mean, I don't know. When I've coached, what I've said to everyone is, you know what?
Have fun.
This is about the game of life. This is about the game of life. It's about, you know what? You screw up on one play, you got another one coming at you the next play. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's about giving it 110%. It is about the commitment of staying with the sport. But it's not about me. It's not about if I win or if, as a parent, if I was a parent, about me winning. It should be about the kid having fun. I mean, winning is fun. There's no doubt about it. But the thing is, also just the process, the preparation, you know, but you have all these examples. You have examples of, you know, people that play for the Green Bay Packers that don't play in the preseason because they don't want to. You have, you know, people that are kids that say, I'm already the best. I don't need to be on there. I mean, that's where the selfishness comes in with sports, and sports should be about community.
So, Tom, your father was
about all five players.
Your father was a high school coach, and they always said, man, you last thing you wanted to do was come up under a father who was a coach. But it's tough. And
yeah, it'd be much better.
But going back to those days and those times and looking at what is taking place now in sports, man, it's like day and night. And I know when I played football, and so there was not all of this pressure coming from my parents that, you know, that I should.
It's all mini training camp for the next level.
Well, yeah.
You know? And the thing is, and again, if we go back to our original, you know, thesis of the fact that people are making about $60,000 a year to family, then what you're looking at is taxes $16,000, mortgage $16,000, medical $16,000. And childcare $16,000. Okay, so there you got $64,000 in the hole before you've even paid for your student loans. Even before now, you have league sports on top of it that you have to be keeping up with the Joneses, or you have to. People can't do it. People are going to have nervous breakdowns all over.
My thing is the children. The children are facing mental crises in this country. And we as a country are not addressing it. Okay? And
so and children worried about getting shot up.
Yeah, so children grow up to be adults. If we don't address the issues that children are faced with when they're young, they grow up to be adults who have these issues. And I don't have to tell you the impact that has down the road. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A days-long manhunt is over in Texas for the person suspected of killing five neighbors after one asked him to stop shooting in his yard so a baby could sleep. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Caper says they found Francisco Oropesa in a home near Houston.
He was caught hiding in a closet. underneath some laundry.
Russia has just accused Ukraine of an attempted drone attack on the Kremlin, saying the intention was to assassinate Vladimir Putin. Officials say he was not there at the time. Russia says it has the right to retaliate. For now, the Kremlin's announced a ban on unauthorized drone flights over the capital. Here in the U.S., Missy Elliott's the first female hip-hop artist inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. George Michael tops this year's fan vote.
'Cause I gotta have faith.
The induction ceremony is November 3rd in Brooklyn. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion offices at public universities. Voss telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, quote, if they want to increase their funding, they have to show they can prioritize things to grow the economy, not grow the racial divide, unquote. Voss says the offices are a waste of taxpayer dollars. A change in mortgage fees may hurt first-time home buyers with good credit. The adjustments made Monday by the Federal Housing Finance Agency aims to make it easier for first-time home buyers with lower credit and less money to put down. The result is those with higher credit scores won't benefit from the best rates and the best terms. First-time buyers across the board seeing an increase in the amount they're paying for their homes in part because of these changes. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We're rolling out the red carpet for all area musicians to be a part of Hoozles at the Lakes Rise to Music competition this summer. If you're an artist and you believe you have real talent to share, you're invited to check out competition details, then sign up for the second annual Rise to Music at hoozlesrisetomusic.com. Registration is open now. Brought to you by Hoozles at the Lakes, your local civic media radio station, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI and Max Inc. Radio.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, you know, we finally get some up-to-date information on why, one of the main reasons Tucker Carlson was fired. And for people who still want to support this man, you really have to look at yourself in the mirror. And the fact that this man lost his job, the fact that there are other people who still support him, and there are people waiting in line to put him back on the air, says a lot about where this nation is and why we face so much separation in this country. Here's a man that's a hero to many people in this country. And listen to this. This is 2023. This is not 1954. This is not 1940. You know, this is not 1963. This is 23. This is Tucker Carlson. This part of the information that came out for why he was fired. A couple of weeks ago, Tucker Carlson, the hero to some in this audience. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching video of people fighting on the street in Washington. A group of Trump guys surrounded an Antifa kid and started pounding the living excrement out of him. He didn't use the term excrement. It was 3-1. At least jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously. It's not how white men fight. Yet suddenly, I found myself rooting for the mob against the man, hoping they'd hit him harder, kill him. I really wanted them to hurt the kid. Okay? This is Tucker Carlson, the hero to many on the right and many in this audience. I could taste it. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. No, it's not you becoming something you don't want to be. We know who you are. Many of us have known it from the first time we heard you speak. But you weren't becoming something you didn't want to be. The fact was that who you were was being exposed. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. The Antifa creep, he didn't know the kid from Adam, is a human being. Much as I despise what he says and does, so you despise the kid, this young, and you referred to him as a kid. You referred to the men who were beating the kid as men. Much as I despise what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally, you hate him. Why? What did he do to you? Well, he's an Antifa guy. Oh, okay. So that's reason you hate him. This great guy, Tucker Carlson, this guy that's looked up to by millions, tens of millions of people across this nation in 2023. The Antifa creep is a human being. Much as I despises what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally. You hate him personally. You don't even know him. But you hate him. The star of Fox News. The star of white nationalism in this nation. He was on every night and spewed that hatred before the world. And that was accepted in 2023. He hated him personally. For what? If I knew him, I hated him. Didn't even know him. I shouldn't gloat over his suffering. He was gloating over the man being beaten by three people. What a coward. What a lowlife urchin that Tucker Carlson is, the hero to many of you in this listening audience. And that's the kind of person who is held up as somebody who's a great person. He said these words, not me. I should be bothered by it. I should remember that somewhere somebody probably loves this kid. Oh, you did. It finally came to you. A human being. Well, a supposed human being. Because certainly the things you were saying had nothing to do with humanity. It had everything to do with the mindset of a beast. Because human beings who have compassion or the capacity to have compassion was not exhibited in this statement. And this is just one that was caught because he was so brazen that he could put this on paper and pass it around. He knew that he had so many followers and that Fox News was going to support this, which they did for all the years that he was there. They knew what kind of man he was. I should remember that somewhere somebody probably loves this kid and would be crushed if he was killed. Oh, that's the human side of this beast called Tucker Carlson. If I don't care about those things, if I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is? Well, let me answer the last part of that. You aren't better. There's nothing good about you. Because any person who has that in his mind should keep it there. But his arrogance, knowing that it would be accepted, and knowing that on a national television program, that he could have that kind of mentality. And we saw, those of us who watch Fox News, we knew that was in him. You know, they would try to mask it. But he's not alone. He's not alone. And so that's why he could be the number one talk show host in this nation. In 2023, being a flat out racist. And even though he was fired, you know, he got a golden parachute, $700 million. He's going to go somewhere else. And they say at least one third of Fox News followers are going to follow him, even in the face of this. Yeah, there's some things seriously wrong in the nation. And some of us thought we had come a long way. But this man, and the fact that Fox News gave him the platform, do you think for one minute, if I was spewing the kind of venom that Tucker Carlson was spewing, that I'd be on these airways for long? The answer is absolutely not. They would have knocked on the door a long time ago and I would have been gone. So why is it okay for Tucker Carlson? Why was it okay so long for Tucker Carlson? And then all the people who cried crocodile tears because Tucker Carlson was removed. And I've been reading where other conservative sites, come on with us. We want you, you know, even after this is out. They're still saying, come on. We know there's a place for you, Tucker. You know. You're a great American, Tucker Carlson. What makes you a great American? Well, because you have these views. And unfortunately, there are other people in the society who have views just like this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, and I know everybody's not like this. But, you know, when you hear this, you gotta, I mean, you gotta feel something. He wanted to see an innocent person beat to death, even, you know, beaten like that, even unto being killed. Those are his words. He was hoping they'd hit him harder, kill him. Tucker Carlson. He needs to go somewhere and stick his head in the sand and to never be seen again. That's what he needs to do. But we know that's not going to happen because we live in a society, we live in a world where he can say these things and he's going to wind up on his feet and he's going to continue to spew this hatred. Yeah, he hated the Antifa kid. Didn't know whether he was Antifa or not. You know. And even if the kid wore a sign saying I'm Antifa, I thought in this country you have a right to be free. But no. No. You know, I mean, this man is evil. Kill him. 844-967-2789. And, you know, whether people call or not, doesn't matter to me. I'm going to continue to talk about this because it has to be talked about. That this exists again in 2023. And not just that he was so hateful or is so hateful and so evil. But all the people who line up behind him. You know, I said before, I was 14 years old when Dr. King was moving. He impacted my life. And he talked about the good people who remain silent when people were being tortured in the land of the free and the home of the brave. In my lifetime. And then you got people like this. You know. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
Nothing from nothing beat nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. Oh, baby.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 57. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour.
Lowest level off around 36. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. High of 65. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Low 60s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Mid 60s, overcast skies Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about Tucker Carlson and what was at the root of why he was fired. And not just the fact that he was fired, we also now find out why Fox News was willing to settle with Dominion, and at the root of it was these texts that Tucker Carlson had put out. The New York Times reported last week that Fox News executives and board members were stunned after learning about highly offensive messages from Carlson. Carlson sent that were beyond the racist, inflammatory rhetoric of his primetime show. Fox lawyers uncovered the missives as they prepared for the company's defense against Dominion Voting Systems' defamation lawsuit against the media company. But senior executives only learned of them a day before the trial was set to begin. So they found out about all of these highly offensive messages and bigoted messages that Tucker Carlson was sending around. And they realized that if that information got out in the court, that they were guaranteed to lose not $780 million, but $1.6 billion. He learned this the day before the trial. It's unclear why the top brass hadn't seen the messages until the 11th hour. Regardless, the Times, citing sources familiar with Fox's internal discussions, said Carlson's texts set off a crisis and were a key point in the company's decision to settle with Dominion for $780 million and avoid a potentially embarrassing trial. So what they clearly say, stated and what they're saying is, once this information that we found out about Tucker Carlson came out, we couldn't even defend ourselves because there's no way you can defend any media outlet having somebody that under your employment that, you know, talked about the voting, you know, being inaccurate and the fact that Donald Trump legally won the election. Well, Tucker Carlson was supporting all of that. And so when they got to that point, they had to circle the wagons. And they said, this guy is a major liability. They knew it all the time. They knew who and what Tucker Carlson was. But as long as the truth didn't get out, they were going to continue with the charade. But things done in the dark will soon come to the light. And Tucker Carlson and who he is and what he stands for came to the light. And Fox News and who they are and what they stand for came to the light. And there was no choice but to fire the great Tucker Carlson. But again, the fact of the matter is he's just going to take his poison somewhere else. And there'll be people who will listen. And there'll be people who'll say, amen. I'm with you, Tucker. I agree with you. You know, ditto. Whatever it is you say. On Tuesday, the Times reported that the Fox board worried that the Carlson text could become a public at the trial, and added to a string of damaging revelations in the weeks leading up to the Dominion trial. The content of the message echoed in Carlson's inflammatory rhetoric on his weeknight program. Let's put Vincent on quickly. Vincent, you say what?
What I say is they had to know. The fact is he had to send these emails and these texts to somebody. And he was basically sending them to the individuals that were on Fox News, like Sean Hannity and all these guys. And so it just remains a puzzle to me when management says they don't know this was going on all these years. It's ridiculous. They understood exactly what knew what he was. The fact is, they just loved the ratings and everything else that they were getting from Tucker Carlson, and they were going to stay with him as long as they could. And then finally, all this information comes out, and they drop him like a rock. And so, the individuals who called you last week and were talking about he wasn't fired, please,
yeah.
You don't see they're on the phone now. You don't see they're on the phone now. Because they know this man was fired. They cut him loose like a dead duck.
You know, Vincent, what bothers me the most is he'll wind up on his feet. Somebody else is going to allow that same poison. We're in 2023, and a man can use that kind of language and rhetoric, and then walk from one place to another place and be on national television spewing that kind of hatred.
Exactly, and this is the problem, is that you have those enablers out there, those people who say they're not racist or not bigot, but still support individuals like the Tucker Carlsons and the Donald Trumps out here, and then they want to stand in your face and say, well, they're not racist. But if you support a racist, if you enable a racist and really don't say anything when you know exactly who they are, the fact is, yeah, I think that the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
You know.
And so
go ahead.
And so the fact is that, yeah, he'll probably land on his feet somewhere, but the fact is he still will be tainted. The fact is the information, the truth does not leave. The truth is there. And so the fact is people who know the truth and can basically stand up to the Tucker Carlsons in the world, hey, man, it's nothing sweeter than that.
So listen, man, you're in my age demographic. The fact that in 2023 – they know this. They have this man on television. You know, doesn't that frustrate you? Doesn't that anger you that this is still alive and well?
Oh, it angers me, man. But it angers me, Earl. But you know, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
The fact is that the fact that when Donald Trump came out, he kind of gave individuals license to come out. He gave them license for that bigotry that was buried for a long time to basically come to the surface. But even though that bigotry is coming to the surface through all these little minions in Texas, the governor in Texas, the governor in Florida, all these little minions are coming out, the fact is you cannot fight the truth. You cannot fight the facts. And so this is their problem. And so when they come on these stations and try to dispute what you say, man, it just falls hollow.
Hey Vincent,
so,
I wish,
man,
I had more time, man.
Fight, brother.
Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to break. We'll be right back.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, IUPATDC7.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.